In John chapter 15 verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. In John 6 verse 51, Jesus says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. In John 8 verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. In John 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the shepherd. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the vine. Jesus is the bread. And for the woman at the well in John 4, he is the living water. Christ is all these things. There is something else that Christ is. As verily as Christ is the bread and the living water and the shepherd and the sheep and the life and the way and the truth, Jesus Christ is also the law. Christ is the law of God personified. In the sanctuary system, there was the outer court. In the outer court was the altar of sacrifice representing Calvary. Then there was the laver where the priest washed his feet before entering the holy place. In the holy place, there was the table of shewbread, the seven-branch candelabrum, and the altar of incense. Christ represents all of these things, or I should say these things symbolized and represented Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the entire sanctuary represented Jesus Christ. Because in Exodus 25 verse 8, the Bible says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. The sanctuary represented Jesus Christ. The fence around the tabernacle represented Jesus Christ. The veil, or the entrance into the outer court, into the holy place, into the most holy place, represented Jesus Christ. If this is the case, the tabernacle, or I should say the ark in the most holy place, which contained the law of God, it also represents Jesus Christ. The law of God was not placed in the outer court. It was not placed in the holy place. It was located in the most holy place where God's presence was represented by the Shekinah. The law of God in the most holy place represents Christ. As verily as Christ is the candle, as surely as Christ is the bread, as surely as the incense represents Christ, so surely, unmistakably, the law of God represents Christ. Christ is the law of God personified. When we obey God's law, we are simply living in conformity with the righteous life of Jesus Christ. The law of God is righteousness. Jeremiah 23 verse 6 tells us Jesus Christ is our righteousness. And Psalm 119 verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. The righteousness of the commandments and the righteousness of Christ are the same thing, because Christ personifies the law as verily as he personified the bread and the water, and he's the sheep. And he's the shepherd, and he's the door, and he's the life and the way. Jesus Christ is the living law. Jesus Christ is the living gospel. To deny the law of God is to deny Jesus Christ. To deny the word of God, which is the bread, is to deny Jesus Christ. I will say one more time, as much as Christ is symbolized by the bread, and the water, and he's the door, and he's the shepherd, he is a sacrificial lamb, so surely Christ is the law. The law is Christ, because the righteousness of the law is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. May that righteousness fill your life by the indwelling of Jesus Christ. For he who has Christ within has the law within. That is why, under the new covenant, God writes the law on the heart of a person. That represents the righteousness of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you as you ask God to write that law, to place that righteousness, which is the life of Christ, into your life.
Free listening of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website. or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.